Hey y'all, just a reminder that we're currently doing a giveaway for a black vintage Allen Iverson Sixers jersey. All you have to do is follow us on Instagram at pub_of_choice. Send us a DM of you following us wherever you listen to the podcast, whether that be Apple, Spotify, or anywhere else. Once we hit 100 followers, your name will be put into a drawing for the jersey. Good luck.
Okay. Welcome back. God,
that was a sip, I think. A sip or a gulp?
That was a sip.
A suck or a gulp.
All right, Wing Wednesday.
Wing Wednesday? We're diving right in?
Yeah, we're diving right in, dog. Come on.
Do you want to start camera me?
You got it.
I have one as well.
Oh, my God. Sean might have to start, actually.
I think he
Sean might have to
that
start.
One with that comment, start.
Yeah.
I have to start?
Yeah, you have to start. Because you never have one.
Yeah.
All right. This is going to piss you guys off.
Oh, good. Oh, I no. love ones that piss me off, dude.
Pizza is extremely overrated.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Why?
Why is that not strict to he walk?
Because there are many foods I would eat over pizza any day of the week.
Dude, pizza might be like my top, like, three.
Easy top five.
Nah, it's overrated.
Really?
It's just bread, sauce, and cheese.
All right,
that's incredible. That's all I need.
What's your favorite? It's a hard question. Like, your favorite food of all time, then?
My favorite food of all time?
I think we talked about this.
Did we?
I feel like this is.
I think we did too.
I think I hate that question. I prefer, like, what's your favorite meal?
That's okay. Yeah, the same thing. But yeah, sure.
What's the difference?
Like, because a meal is like. You got, like...
You have to have specific
the
sides?
The entree, the sides,
oh,
and shit.
I got you.
You know
okay.
I mean?
Why you gotta have sides?
It just sides has to... are important,
I'm more saying, like the meal aspect compared to, like, just the one food.
We're grown men. We need sides, dude.
Yeah, we need fucking sides.
All right,
I
so
need fries with my pizza.
But you
I
don't
need
gotta give me that. I'm just saying.
I'm not giving you anything.
All right, fuck you.
So pizza's overrated.
Pizza is overrated.
You're crazy for that one.
It really is.
Pizza's crazy. Such a staple,
It's good whenever drunk...
I'm not saying it's not good. I just think that there's better options.
We live in
disagree.
such a good like pizza area too.
I know.
I can't believe
exactly.
He takes it for granted, dude.
We live in such a great pizza spot. We have like three like spots around the corner from us that are all incredible.
Incredible is a high shot.
Not incredible. Marina's,
no,
I'd give Marina's incredible.
You're just numb to the to good pizza, dude. If you, well, you travel a bit. You've had pizza in different, yeah, like New York, but
New
no,
York
but
City
have
pizza.
You been to like?
I've had pizza in Italy.
In like Florida, have you gotten like pizza in Florida though, where it sucks?
Trash.
Where it sucks, you're just numb to good pizza, dude. You just have good pizza all the time.
My aunt and uncle make this homemade pizza that's incredible.
Like, all right, let me ask you this then.
Okay.
If pizza's so great, why do half the people not eat the crust?
Because they're babies. And like,
yeah, that is childish. That's childish behavior.
Their mouths like can't do it.
There's obviously a reason why people ain't eating crust, because it's overrated.
Well, people are eating ham and cheese sandwiches but not eating
the crust.
Yeah.
All right, well,
that's
weird. That's just
because they're children.
And people will eat that for lunch every day.
People eat panzerottis and don't eat the edges of them because they're fucking children. Like, come on.
I'm just saying, if there's a piece of the food that isn't eaten by most people, how could it be...
So if you're going to a pizza place that serves, we all know what the pizza place has to offer. What's the go-to?
A pizza place?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Like, you know how they have like the sandwiches and the cheesesteaks
and
like whatever you want and like the apps, you know, all that shit.
So it honestly depends on my mood. If it's like a nice summer day.
Yeah.
I like a chicken Caesar wrap.
Shut your fucking mouth.
This fucking freak.
A chicken Caesar wrap? No. Shut your fucking mouth. Because a chicken Caesar wrap from a pizza place, dude, your lettuce.
Highly underrated.
Your lettuce is piss warm. You're fucking.
It's really soggy. Usually.
Really soggy. The mayonnaise is fucking hot for some reason.
Still better than pizza.
No, it is not. You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
Sean's a freak. The Phillies are losing. Let's go. What's new?
No, if we're being serious, like if I get something that I really want from a pizza place, it's a chicken cheesesteak.
A chicken cheesesteak?
Over a pizza any day.
I can respect to get someone getting like a
specifically
cheesesteak,
a chunky chicken. I don't like the shredded chicken.
Oh, no, you need shredded.
No,
shredded.
Nah, I can agree with that.
Dude,
a chunky
dude, that chunky
way
shit's
better.
Like dog food, bro.
Nah.
I'm not talking about like chicken out of the can.
Chunked chicken in your cheesesteak is like, nah, like it's like
chicken.
Dog food.
Yeah, I'll give Charlotte that one. Like a cube chicken over.
No, not cube, yes, dude. That's that's like canned meat, bro. No, canned meat comes.
That's
cube.
What shredded is. What
no, it is about? Not, dude.
Yes,
wings are better than pizza. Yeah.
No, dude. Yes. No.
I think I've had a wing that's been better than pizza.
Wings,
but not
in general. We're comparing apples and oranges here, boys.
Very true.
The
no,
fucking
yeah, very true. Let me
the wings. Elevate your pizza. Do you have it as a side? It makes the meal like Cam sure. brought up earlier. You guys are out of your fucking minds.
That's not a side. Wings
yes,
are not a
it
side.
Is. You get a pizza and wings. You fucking shit ass,
dude. A wing is an appetizer. So
it is, but it can't. It can't. You get
fries wait. An appetizer is not a side. First of all,
it can be.
Can be sides. Like fries is technically
a fries
also
are technically an appetizer.
Nobody gets fries as an app.
But it's there.
You're out of your mind. Yes, I do.
You guys,
like a loaded fry, the mega fries.
That's a side.
Yeah, but you could argue it could be an app.
Sides are apps.
I don't think that's. It's not an argument. App science size, bro.
You're making it an argument.
You're making it an argument.
But because you're making.
You can have a platter of fries Jesus. As an appetizer. It's just a bigger platter of fries than the side.
No, dude. So. You get, it's the standard order is pizza and wings. You get pizza and wings to serve the party.
So
and everyone
telling me,
eats.
You're telling me.
Wings are delicious. I mean, not wings. Sorry,
wait, you're
pizza.
Telling me that if you had a pizza and a wing, the best you've ever had, you'd pick a pizza over
yes.
I think
easily.
I can agree with that.
Easily.
That's crazy.
Have you ever had Angelo's pizza? In
yeah.
Philly? That's like
easily.
That's a fucking top tier pizza, and I would have that over most meals.
Oh, most.
Honestly.
So
that's
so
that's a great pizza.
So what wouldn't you have it over?
I don't know. It's a great question.
Because pizza is overrated.
No.
It's
it
not.
Is not.
It's not. You're crazy.
Mind.
It really is. But anyway, we can move on.
I can eat that shit breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Do you eat the crust?
Yes. I will say, depending on the type of pizza, you ever had like the fucking carnival cardboard pizza that's shit? That
yeah.
crust is god awful.
Because, yeah,
it's
dry.
Not, it's, literally
and it
just,
hurts.
It's literally just.
I'll cardboard. Tell you what. I can crush some pizza. By my fourth slice, I might not be eating the crust. You know, I might just be full.
How can you say?
I might just be
are you,
full.
Are you a thin crust or are you like a
thin.
You like a
thin.
Deli pizza?
Thin.
Yeah, because you don't like crust. Because
no.
pizza sucks.
I'm a deli guy. I like a deli pizza.
He's pulling at straws now.
He's
really
straws,
trying
to. I shouldn't have given him that question.
I'm doing my best Bob and Brett.
He's pulling at straws, dude.
Isn't ice cream just icing that can't melt?
That shit was wild. I couldn't believe that one.
That got heated.
I could not believe that one. He told me that one. I thought about it for 2 weeks.
Yeah, and he came back.
He came back.
All right.
That shit didn't sit right with me for 2 weeks.
All right, someone whipped their wing out.
The American.
Drake style.
Drake style. All right. So, I guess I don't know if it's a wing, whatever. How do people not know how a roundabout works?
What just happened?
It pisses me off that people don't know how to merge at a yield sign.
True, I get that. My counterpoint to you is all roundabouts aren't the same sometimes, which is ridiculous.
I think the only different ones are like the fucking tiny ones in like a shitty old town like Haddonfield and Collingswood. That's like the only time you see like shitty made roundabouts. Most like big roundabouts are all like standard, like you yield to the people in them.
Always
and,
yield
and,
to the people
and
in
it
them.
Works.
Yes.
But people are fucking incompetent and think they rule the road, so they don't let anyone in, and people are scared to move in.
The one, I know there's one in Brooklawn, it's around here, right? Fucking, for the longest time, had no lines. It was three lanes wide,
no.
and it had no lines
that's,
for the longest
that's
time.
Terrible.
But there's a lot of circles, like, around the country. I think there's not a lot left, but there's some that are yield to the people coming into the circle.
I have seen a couple.
Crazy.
That is insane.
The only time I've seen those are, like I said, like, those small, like, old towns. That are, like,
I've seen it, like twice.
Like, in Haddonfield has one,
bro.
But, like, in Acme, you yield while you're in the circle. But it's, like, a real tiny circle with, like, two entrances.
Yeah.
70, Route 70 has... like going
I know
towards
the
shore.
Yeah,
their circles, they're big, and
I
like
good.
Their circles.
They're pretty good.
They're
not
pretty
bad.
Good circles.
All right, so what about people that merge onto a highway? Let me ask you something. All right,
I think yeah, you're gonna go with this.
When someone is merging onto a highway, do you stay in the lane that they're trying to merge into? Or do you get over?
If I have room, I'll get over.
If I have room, I get over. Definitely if I'm going fast to them and, like, if they're coming up on the ramp and, like, they're potentially, like, right going to be right beside me, I'll move over. But majority of the time, like, if, say, I'm going, like, 5 miles over the speed limit, I might slow down a little bit if I need to.
It's all situational. Like, if like if I have room, I'll move over. Or if my exit is coming up, I'll stay in my lane and have them, like, work around me, or I'll work around them. Although they usually have to speed up. You technically should maintain your speed, and they are in the acceleration lane, so they have to speed up to either go in front of you or get behind you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you shouldn't hit your brakes if you're already in the road, you know?
Added to, like, my wing, I guess more so talking about yield signs now, it pissed me off, and I think this more happens in PA than I see it in Jersey, but, like, people stopping at a yield, like, full-on stop. Like, I get they might not have exact right time to merge, but, like, you just got to put yourself out there.
I will say that there needs to be a better distinction between stop signs and yield signs. For example, coming off of the New Jersey Expressway, NJ, right down the road from here.
Yeah. Yes.
Turnpike. You know what I'm talking about? That yield coming onto the pike?
I go past it every day.
There's not enough time to yield. There's
No.
I mean, yeah, you have to stop.
It goes right in, yeah. You have a lot to of stop. Time there's traffic and you have to zipper in anyway.
Are you talking about going towards Belmar? Or
coming right, towards here from Belmar, right? Mm-hmm. Or well, both ways, really. The one side, going towards Belmar, you have more time. Coming towards here, you merge right in to where the turnpike meets the pike.
Yeah. I think the only times they do work is when the lanes are, like, backed up during rush hour. Because, especially at least going towards Runnymede, because I come off that exit a lot.
That's how I get here.
It can tend to be packed, but it also helps that merging aspect where it's a constant movement of cars coming from Belmar and cars coming off the expressway merging together.
Yeah, I get it in that aspect, but
just kind of
people,
flying off.
The people that fly off and you're coming literally right at them, and there's no way for you to get over because it's a one-lane road. There needs to be something about that. They need to fix their merging lanes.
A lot of times people are coming from out of state, too, so they don't know what that road is like.
Right.
Even 42 has, like, a couple on-ramps.
Stop signs in Blackwood. The on-ramp stop sign in Blackwood. I know you're talking about. The on-ramp has a stop sign where you have to stop.
The new one?
No, not that one.
It's kind of new.
I know you're talking about. Not that one. You're topping right on
to the
highway.
We're just talking about not having enough time to yield.
Shitty driving.
Distinction between a stop sign and a yield sign.
Yeah, that's a better
one. I mean, yours was fine, bro.
No, I know.
Like, I will say, do you like the circles better than traffic lights?
1,000%.
Yeah.
I think they're underrated and people are incompetent.
You're going to stop at a stoplight.
I hate stopping. No, I don't like the stoplight. I like the circle more.
My bad.
I think too many people are still scared of them. I think now that people are understanding how to... nice smirk.
Thanks.
How to go about roundabouts...
I see what you did there.
Yeah. Like, people are starting to have more liking to them.
They're also not big anywhere else. The ones in Jersey are, like, some of the last few left in the country, I'm pretty sure.
Other countries, like, use roundabouts.
Oh, yeah, the other countries that's fucking like love thing. Them, bro.
And it's proven, like, to increase the traffic flow. It's like, it's more just Americans being fucking...
Dumb.
I will say one of the craziest things I've ever seen... was a roundabout in the middle of a highway in Ireland.
That's wild.
Do you remember that?
I don't.
Yeah, there would just be random roundabouts as you're on, like,
I do.
Out of nowhere.
And when you're driving on the wrong side of the road, it's really fucking complicated.
Oh,
dude.
It gets way
that
harder,
shit,
yeah.
Dude, driving in Ireland was fucking brutal.
It was awesome.
Dude, the first day of driving sucked. Anything after that, it was nerve-wracking, dude. I was scared driving around, like, the whole time.
Yeah, it was pretty, especially when you get to, like, the...
It was our first time, my first time driving out there. Yeah, you're on the right side of the wheel, on the wrong side of the road, bro. It's fucking brutal.
You should have came, bro.
I wish I was there.
It's all right, we'll be back.
I had two other weddings, my brother's weddings.
Oh, you can skip those.
Dude, we're going to fucking Barcelona this year.
You are?
Yeah, for a wedding.
I'm going to Jamaica and Madrid.
Nice.
The weekend after each other.
Really?
Yeah, in September. What? First week in September, going to Jamaica.
Are they for weddings?
Yeah. Wow. Both my cousins, and I'm in both of them.
Wow.
It's incredible.
That's going to be a crazy week,
it's
bro.
Oh, dude, it's going to be a wild week.
You should take off between.
I would take off between,
I have like 2 weeks that I can take off. And, like,
and just burn them all for that.
Yeah. A week and a half is dedicated to that.
Yeah.
You're going to be drinking every day.
Jamaica especially, I know it's all inclusive, so I'm going to be
hammered.
Just don't get taken.
I'm trying to. I'm trying to get a Rasta on my Costa.
That was a good one.
Nice, dude.
All right, Mark, wing me.
I don't know if I brought this up in the past. I may have, because this is something that fires me up often. And I heard it recently, and I hope whoever I heard it from doesn't listen. But I don't want to hear your shitty impressions. Dude, I don't want to hear them. Don't come out and tell me that you do a really good Mickey Mouse impression, dude. That shit is not funny.
Everyone can do a Donald Trump. You're not
special. Everyone does Mickey Mouse, dude, and it drives me up a fucking wall, dude. And it's always the laugh, dude. And it's like, stop.
It really is always the laugh.
They're like, I actually do a really good Mickey Mouse. It's like, yeah, so does everyone on the fucking earth, dude. And it's and then they do it. No, it's the look they give you after they do it. Because
they'll
go, oh, and then they'll look at you and they'll want you to laugh.
Was
and you're like,
good?
Nice, like, that's really good. That or like, or someone will try and do like a SpongeBob laugh or something like that, and it sucks. And
they fucking do the throat thing.
Yeah,
trying to
stop it,
shit.
You fucking weirdo.
Like, dude,
it's
on.
Not funny, dude. Ugh. It's not. If dude,
unless you have like six other impressions after
that all have to be funny. Like you, like your impression has to be really funny for it to nail. Like
you can hit me with all the basics, fucking Mickey, Christopher Walken.
Yeah, don't give me a Walken.
You can hit me with them, but if you hit them all four in a row, like perfect, sure, I'll give it.
Maybe,
to you.
Dude. By the third, I'm fucking sick of it.
But you gotta say, I think if the impression is so bad. It's kind of funny, man.
No, it's not.
Like,
well,
if someone's trying really hard.
If the bit is that it's a bad impression, that's it. Like, if it's ironically bad. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's when I'll give it to you. Like, that's when I'll laugh. But, like, I don't know, man. I don't want to hear. It's specifically the Mickey Mouse impression.
And it's worse, honestly, with Mickey now. Everyone's doing the fucking South Park impression, too.
Oh, yeah. It's dude, like... fucking brutal.
Did you watch that video I sent you guys?
Which one?
It was the Mickey Mouse thing. It was like a dub over of Mickey Mouse in WWE or something like that.
When did you send it?
I don't know, dude. Mark, can you give me your Mickey Mouse impression?
No,
yeah,
dude.
We all need to give Mickey Mouse impression.
No.
Yo, where'd that go, bro?
I got it.
Oh, thanks. Can you do it for me? Say something.
Hiya, Sean.
they always do the laugh and then
it's
something
like
that.
Hiya.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Thank
brutal.
You.
Give me more.
Don't stop.
Yeah, I'm not with that one.
No, come on.
I don't want.
I'm not good at it.
I don't want.
Say, ask me my shoe size.
Well, hi, Sean. Little birdie told me you had a nice big shoe.
How big are those dogs?
How big are those dogs? What? I'm weighing.
What?
You said I'm weighing. Shoe size.
Oh, I'm a 10 and a half.
Whoa,
same, dude.
You know what big feet mean?
You know, you sound like It the Clown, man. You literally.
It the Clown?
Yes.
Hiya, Georgie. That's
shit,
it.
More like Shit the Clown.
Shit, damn, fucking got me. Roasted.
Mark, give me your.
Give me your Donald Trump.
Give me your Goofy impression.
I don't even know what Goofy sounds like. Don't laugh. It's not funny. These impressions aren't funny. They're not.
Oh, hiya, Mickey. Oh, hiya, Merc. How you doing today?
Goofy sounds a lot like your Mickey, dude.
They all sound the same.
I'm sorry that
you,
have to deal with that.
Yeah,
sorry. You're sitting with a Mickey impersonator.
Are you going to name drop? Or?
No.
It's me.
Is it Bob?
No.
It's Bob.
It could be Bob.
All right, well, I'm nice wing.
Thanks, dude.
Nice wing.
I'm almost positive. I may have brought that up on like one of the first episodes, I think.
I don't
like
remember.
A while ago. If I did, it was a while ago.
Okay. All right. Well, We have a new game.
Another game? Shit. Holy shit.
It's called Around the Horn.
Ooh. Whoa.
Okay.
I like where that's going.
So basically, I'm going to give you guys four topics, and we're going to go around and name something from the topic.
Okay,
until someone messes up.
Until someone
can. Okay.
And if we have a sus answer, we pause.
Okay.
And we discuss.
We sussy pause.
Sus answer.
Sus pause.
Okay.
Sus pause.
All right, so I will start and we'll go clockwise.
This might. Do I need to write anything down?
Before we start, this is the game that Sean came up with.
Yeah.
Sean knows the topic. Sean has preparation.
Oh, yeah. we have nothing.
Sean probably has eight in the bank already. We don't have nothing.
we're done the first one. We're fucked. Yeah.
This might be a good game for when we have three.
Yeah.
We have three and you're not playing.
How about you two just do it?
Okay, maybe.
I mean,
I feel like it's a better because I feel like he's gonna.
Let's start with the first one, then we'll see with the next one. How about that?
All right, fair enough. All right, you have to get it within like 3 seconds too.
Okay.
Oh, fuck. Or
five.
That's fine. No, okay. Three is a lot of seconds.
All right, it's three.
Okay.
All right, Mark, you'll start.
The topic.
Okay.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
So we're gonna start with fast food restaurants.
Do you want me to start?
Yeah.
McDonald's,
Taco Bell,
Wendy's,
Burger King,
In-N-Out,
Shake Shack.
Five Guys.
Oh. Popeyes.
KFC.
Church's.
Crown Fried Chicken.
Subway. Wait.
it's a thing.
All
right. Jimmy John's.
Smashburger.
Firehouse.
Habit.
Oh.
I think that's it, bro.
That might be it, that's dude. It.
I have one more, too. PDQ.
Oh, brother.
You, all right, if you had one more on me, or two more.
Damn.
All right, time to finish this bottle.
I'm not drinking that.
After every one?
I'm not drinking that.
Every L you have to drink.
No, I'm not drinking that.
All right.
I like that, though. That would work with a full crew, too.
That was good.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's a good game.
We have more.
Okay.
No, there's more. There's more here.
We're going to do three categories. So we already did one. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Beers.
Like, even like IPAs. This guy's about to fucking cook me.
I might not. Like, I don't drink IPAs.
Yeah. Like what's like seltzers? Are those count? Like,
yeah. Anything?
I would say, yeah.
That's
anything
that comes mass produced.
All right, fuck. All right.
But not liquors.
Who's
obviously.
Starting?
You can start this one.
All right. I'll take yours, Miller.
White Claw.
Bud.
Budweiser.
Michelob.
Truly.
Yingling.
Damn, dude. What the fuck? That's it. What the fuck happened?
I don't know.
Happy Dad. Agri Orchard. Down East.
Dude, I fell apart fucking right away.
It's
all right,
man. It's all
right. Arnold Palmer. The Monster Drink.
He's still going.
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah, dude, I fell apart.
Modelo. Corona.
He's still going.
Any flying fish beer. I don't know.
Anyway, what's the next one, dude?
All right, last one.
I'm getting smoked. I'm not good at this.
Is.
He nerfed me, bro. He nerfed me. I'm so good at these usually.
Sauces. Okay. Not brands, just sauces.
Or do we count like those special sauces that like fast food spots have too as a sauce?
Yes.
Might as well.
I'm just asking.
You start, Mark.
All right, hot sauce.
Ketchup.
Big Mac sauce.
Mustard.
Mayo.
Chick-fil-A sauce.
Relish?
Chipotle.
Polynesian.
Honey mustard.
Buffalo.
Do we say ranch?
No.
Ranch.
Spicy mustard.
Is blue cheese a sauce?
Yeah, sure.
Caesar dressing. If ranch counts.
Alfredo.
Alfredo.
Marinara.
I guess so, yeah.
Thousand Island.
What are you doing?
That's a dressing, bro.
Italian. I know, we're just doing dressings.
Okay, that barbecue. Do we say barbecue already? No one said barbecue.
Can I say honey barbecue?
Yes.
Fuck.
All right, you lost.
I was going to say,
you got
my next one was spicy ketchup.
I was going to say fucking Chipotle barbecue. It's going to go down the line.
I was going to say, all I had was spicy ketchup lined
spicy
up next.
Mustard, spicy ketchup, brown mustard.
Oh, my God.
Fuck.
Oh, my God.
Dijon? Come on.
Someone's got to work on these categories, man.
What about Kynes fucking Cranch?
Cranch!
You're not wrong on that.
The fucking cringe.
Cringe is fire.
The crayo.
Is that a thing?
Crayo is a thing.
No, no. I don't think that it's a thing inside the bottle, but no, mixing your ketchup with mayo is gay.
No, it is. They have crayo. I swear to God, they sell it at Target. I could be wrong, but I know they have like three
or
different
KO kinds. KO or Mechup.
Mechup. That's a good one.
That's crayozy.
Did we even say? Oh, you said mayo.
All right, I think I'm done here. All right, Cam, you got the bill or?
Fuck, I think he's got this week. Guest always got the bill apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, they pay every time. So
I don't like that. I'm not being the guest anymore.
He's paying for next week too.
Pay for next week. I'm not gonna be here.
You might be, bro.
That's true.
No, he'll be in Florida. I thought.
In the weekend.
Oh yeah,
he might be here. We'll see. Come out.
All right, thanks.
See you, gang.
Peace.
Thanks for visiting the pub. Be sure to follow and rate us 5 stars if you enjoyed the show. Also, follow us on X at pub_of_choice. Make sure you visit again, and next time, try the wings. They're fire.